The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parasha is Parashas B'Shalach. This Shabbos is known as Shabbos Shira. In the Parasha, we have where Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they went out of Egypt, they were taken out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They came to the Yam Suf, to the Red Sea, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea for them. And then Klal Yisrael went through the dry land, and Egypt followed. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the waters down upon the Egyptians. It states, Vayar Yisrael es hayor hagdola, Vayesha, in Posuk Lamed, Shmos Yudalad, Vayosha Hashem Bayemahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzroyim. And Hashem saved on that day Israel from the hand of Egypt. And Israel saw Egypt dead on the shores of the sea. And Hashem saw the strong hand which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had used against Egypt. And the nation feared Hashem. And they had great imuna, great trust and belief in Hashem, and in Meisha his servant. And then they sang the Shira. Oz Yoshir Meisha v'nei Yisrael es Hashira Hazeis Lashem. Then Moshe and the B'nai Yisrael sang this Shira to Hashem. The Medrash brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for the Shira from the time of the creation of the world. And no one ever sang a song to him from the creation until this time. And the Medrash also brings, Bishoshoma Yisrael Ojoshia, Lovasha Korishbohu, Holuk Sheltiferis, Shohayochakukim, Olov, Kol E Shibetera. Kol O Shibetera. That when Israel sang out this song, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on a garment of beauty and honor, and on this garment had written on it every posuk in the Torah that starts with Oz. Oz Yoshir Meisha, then Meisha sang, and so forth. And the main purpose of Klal Yisrael in the world is to recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to sing all his praises in Shayohu Mem Gimel Aleph, which is the Haftarah that we read in Parshas Vayikra. There it states, Amzu Yotzarti Li Tihilosi Yisaperu. I have created this nation for myself, Tilosi Yisaperu, that they may sing out my praises. And to bring these praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that Yisrael shall recognize them and bring them to the rest of the world. And therefore the Shira has in it, in every word of it, the Shvoches, the great praise of the great strength, the Gvura, and the Niflos, the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now last year, we went through the first few psukim of the Shira, and this year I would like to continue. I would like to continue from posuk in Shmos Tezvov, posuk Gimel. Hashem Ish Milchomo, Hashem Shemay. They're saying that the Almighty is a man of war. Hashem Shemay, the Almighty is his name. Rashi brings that it doesn't merely say that the Almighty is a man of war. Rather it says Ish Milchoma. Rashi brings proofs that Ish means he's a master of war. He is a master of warfare. He quotes the Pasuk V'chazakta V'yisa Le'ish, which is in the beginning of Yeshua, where there he was told, Yeshua was told that you shall be strong and you shall be a strong master. The Targum brings Hashem Mori Nitzchan Krovayo. The Almighty is a master of war. Now usually we don't think of the Almighty as a warrior, or yet alone as a master of war. But here when they saw the warfare that he conducted with the great empire of Egypt, so they sang to him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a master of war, Hashem Shemoy, and the Almighty is his name. Now we might think that the Almighty is a man of peace. It states on his Torah that the Torah is Drochel Darchei Nayam V'chol Nesivoseho Shalom, ways of beauty and pleasantness, and all of its paths are peace. Well, it states that the Torah is Tchilosei Gemilas Chesed V'Sefer Gemilas Chesed. The beginning is Chesed, is loving kindness, and the end is loving kindness. To tell us Shekula Gemilas Chesed, it's all loving kindness. So one might think that this is contrary to what should be the nature of the Almighty. This is not so. When it comes to the Rishoyim, to those who are wicked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only a warrior, but he's a master of war, as we'll see in these psukim. And so does it say in Tehillim, in the Shir Shel Yaim, that we say for Yom Dalet. It states, Kel Nekomis Hashem, Kel Nokemais Hofia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a god of revenge. He avenges, takes revenge against the Rishoyim, the wicked. And also in the Tefillah of Avrachamim, that we say on Shabbos, Ki dam avodav yikom, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should revenge the blood of his servants. Now how do we correlate this with the fact that the Torah is a Torah of peace and of loving kindness? V'chol drocheho darkei neyam. The answer to this is the Torah and the world that the Almighty created are ways of peace and are ways of beauty and pleasantness. The Rishoyim, the wicked, their ways are ways of war. Their ways are ways of achzorius, of cruelty. And they destroy the peace and the beauty of the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose ways are peaceful, will go to war against the Rishoyim in order to maintain the beauty and the peace of the world. He will withhold no act in order to destroy those that come to devastate his world. And this is what he did against Mitzrayim al Hayam. And this is what it states in the Torah. Ubi'arto horo mikirbecho. One of the Tariag mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs, is we are commanded, bi'arto horo mikirbecho, to destroy evil from within us, to destroy it. This is one of the manifestations of this mitzvah, is on Bezdin, on the courts, to destroy criminals, because they are evil. And as long as there are evil people, there are criminals, then they will destroy the world. So in order to maintain the world, Uvi'arto horom ikirbecho, that you must destroy them from your midst. This is what we are commanded in the Torah. And these are ways of peace. These are ways of shalom. Because without this, then the world is turned into war. As we see in our days, or in the days of history. This is what it states in the Mishnah Novice, in the Perek which deals with Kinyan Torah. V'memches tvorim, atere niknes. In order to acquire Torah, you need 48 attributes. And is mentioned there, hatstokes, v'hameshorim, v'hatechoches. Hatstokes means charity and kindliness. Meshori means what is upright. Techoches means rebuke, a militancy. And the morale brings that if you want to acquire Torah, and Torah is perfection, then you must acquire all three. You must have tzedakah, you must be charitable, you must have meshorim, you must be upright, and there's a time for techoches. There's a time when you're going to have to rebuke or even go to war to protect the other principles. This is important. So therefore, Hashem ish milchoma. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a master of war. He's a great warrior to save and to maintain the peace of his world. And when there are those who will come to destroy his world, he will go to war against them. And he will be a greater warrior. This is very important in our age now, when you have so-called liberals who always come with peace movements. You know, if you notice, the greatest machriveya elam, the greatest destroyers of the world, they're the ones who are speaking of the peace movements, the communists and others. Hitler also spoke of peace movements. They want peace so they can destroy the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys them in order that there shall be peace. So this was the praise that Moshe sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem ish milchoma, that he will rise up in war. And as we'll see, this was a war. He will rise up in war against those that stand up against the world, that stand up against him, that stand up against Klal Yisrael, because those are the ones who are destroying the peace of the world. And that's also what our Chazal tell us, that we've quoted in the past, that it states that having mispalal b'shlemus shel malchus, that a person must always be thankful and pray for the welfare of the government. Shel mole meira hamalchus, because if not for the fear of the government, ish es re'ehu chayim bole. The Mishnah tells us in others. Then one man would swallow up the other. And it states not because if not for the government. It states il mole meiro hamalchus, if not for the fearfulness of the government, then there would be anarchy. So many times we are forced to go to war, not to destroy the worlds, but for kiyum ha'olam, to maintain and to build the world. Then Moshe said, Hashem Shemo. But his name is Hashem. Rashi tells us, Milchimosev lay bikli zayin, ele bishmai hu nilcham. Even though he's a master of warfare, but he doesn't go to war with weapons. Not with the weapons that we think about. Not with guns and cannons and tanks and airplanes.
but he goes to war merely with his name. Kimesh Omar David, like David said, Vanechi bo elecho b'shem Hashem Tzevokes. This David said. Where did David say this? We learned this not long ago. In Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. When David came, to fight against Goliath, the king, the giant, and he started to curse him, to curse David, and he was there with armor and with swords and spears. Vayemet David al haplishti. David said to the Plishti, to the Philistine, Ato bo elai becherev uvechanis uvechidon. You are coming to me with swords and with spears and with all types of weapons of steel. Vanechi bo elecho b'shem Hashem Tzevokes. I am coming to you with the name of the Almighty. The Mefarshim explain, with trust in the name of the Almighty. He will destroy you with his name, like he destroyed Pare in Egypt on the sea. Elokei Marochish Yisrael Asher Aftor. The God of the armies of Israel that you are cursing. This is what David told Goliath. And this also, David HaMelech wrote in his Tehillim, in Lamnatzeach Mizmo LeDavid, which we say every day, Eile Varecha Veile Vasusim. They will come with chariots, and the others will come with horses. But we come in the name of Hashem. So this is what this meant. Hashem Milchomai, Ish Milchomai, Hashem Shemai. He fights with his name. Now it's interesting why he fights with his name. And there's an interesting reason why. As we mentioned, why does he go to war? He goes to war to protect his world. He doesn't go to war for destruction, like nations go to war. He goes to war for binyan, for creation. It states that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world, Ki bekor Hashem tzor elamim, he created the world with his name, with the Yud and the Hey. With the letter of the Yud and the letter of the Hey, these were the letters he used to create the world. So therefore, when he goes to protect his world, when he goes to destroy those who are enemies of his world, he also comes with his name. Because this is upholding his world, creating his world. So therefore, the Moshe sang out Hashem Shemai. Because we didn't see any weapons used on the Yam Suf, on the Red Sea, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is what is meant, Hashem Shmo. Another interpretation in Hashem Shmo, Rashi brings, Dovar Acher Hashem Shmo, Av Pishoshu Nilcha Veneka Me'evav, Eichisu B'midosei L'rachim Al Bruyav, V'lozein Es Kol Be'ya Elam. Even at a time when he goes to war, he still has time to be merachim. He still has time for compassion, and he manages at the same time to sustain the rest of the world. And he feeds them all on time, and the crops grow, and the rains come. Leikamidis malchei adom k'shuesik b'mochama peina atzme mikol asokim vein mekeach lasis zu b'zu. And not like kings of flesh and blood, that when they go to war, then they have to set that as their priority and they leave everything else go. And this is all they can do. Now, the Maral adds here, because when we say Hashem Ish Milchama, that he is a master of warfare, when someone has to go to war, then he goes for a confrontation. He goes to kill. War is not a game. And this would be a minimization of the Almighty's qualities, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has qualities of rachmim and qualities of compassion, and it would seem that he would have to set that aside. So on that, Moshe Rabbeinu saying that even though he's a master of warfare, but Hashem Shmo, his name is still Hashem. And this word Hashem, this refers to the Almighty of compassion. He doesn't lose his compassion. Actually, the name Hashem, the Yud Kei Vov Kei, this comes from the word Mahava, Hover, which means that he continually is the source of existence. When Moshe came to the burning bush, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashmei, what is your name? When they asked me what your name is, what should I say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, tell them I always was, and I am now, and I always will be. This is what the name means. It means he's the continuous source of existence without interruption. So Hashem Shmo, even when he'll go to war against great nations, he will not stop being the continuous source of existence for all, and the continuous source of compassion for all. So even if we praise him in one particular quality, this does not mean that his other quality cease to be. Leike melech bosavadom, not like kings, great warriors of flesh and blood. So this is what is meant. Hashem ish melchomai, Hashem shemai. Next posuk. Markeveish pare vechele yorev ayom. The chariots of Parai and his armies he cast into the sea. Umivcha sholishov, and the choicest of his soldiers and officers, Tubu v'yamshuf, he sunk into the sea. Rashi brings Tubu v'yamshuf. What does it mean, he sunk into the sea? Ain't fi'ele b'mokim tit. The word tova means to sink, physically to sink into clay. The word tubu is not used by water, but it's used where you physically sink into a mass of matter. So ain't fi'ele b'tit. This means that they sunk into clay. What does this mean? So Rashi explains from the Michilta. Melamed shenasa yam tit. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the waters and Klal Yisrael went through, as the Egyptian forces came through, he made the earth of the sea at the bottom of the sea into clay, soft clay. So the Egyptian forces sank into the clay, and then the waters, when they returned, they covered them. Now, what was the purpose for this, though? Every act that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does has a purpose, has many, many purposes. So what was the purpose of this? So Rashi brings from the Michilta, Tubu v'yam suf, ligma lehem kimidosam, in order to give to Egypt exactly what they deserved. Sheshabdu eshisrael bechemer uvilveni, because they afflicted Klal Yisrael with mortar and with clay, therefore they shall also be afflicted with mortar and clay. Now when Moshe and Klal Yisrael saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was not a military report. This was not a military report or an historical version of what took place. This was a shira. A shira is a kilus. This was a praise. So this means that every word is praising an aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Chazal want to know, what does it mean, tuvu v'yamsuf, that they sunk into the sea? That doesn't mean water. So it means that the sea bottom became clay, and they sunk into the clay. But why? And why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu praised with this? The answer they give is ligmol lohem kimidosum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to repay them exactly what they deserved. And since they afflicted Klal Yisrael with clay and mortar, it would not have been justice had they merely drowned in the water. This is a distortion of justice. Again, we see here the perfection of the Almighty. Don't think that people can do things in the world and get away with them. If they do, this is a distortion of justice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ish Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim. The perfection of justice. And since they afflicted Klal Yisrael with clay and mortar, therefore they also must be afflicted this way. Ligmol lahem kimidosum. Therefore, tuvu v'yamsuf. And this was the praise that Moshe sang out. See the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soon we'll see that the justice went even further. But in regards to this, this is what Shlomo HaMelech wrote at the end of Keheles, the last posuk of Keheles, ki es kol ma'aseh Elokim, every act of the Almighty Yoveh v'mishpot will come to the light, to be looked at in the light of justice. Al kol nelon, even what is not seen by other people. Im tov im ra, if it's good, it will be repaid accordingly. If it's evil, it will also be repaid accordingly. And the depth, the omek hadin, the depth of the justice, the Chazal tell us in many places, is awe-inspiring and tremendous. An example in the Mishnah in Masechta Seita. Mishnah tells us on Daf Chesam at Beis, B'mide she'odem meide bo meide din lay, in accordance to the exact measure that a person gives out, this will be the measure which he receives. And then the Mishnah there starts to tell us about the adulterous wife, that every punishment that she receives is according to what wrong she did. Then the next Mishnah, on Ches Tesam and Beis, Mishnah tells us, Shimshon holach achar einov. We all know that Shimshon was a tzaddik. He was a very righteous person. He was a shefet. He was a judge. But he also had his shortcomings. We all know that he died. Before dying, his eyes were taken from him by the plishtim. Why? Mishnah tells us, Shimshon holach achar einov. One of his great weaknesses is that he was drawn to Avera by his eyes. Therefore, the Philistines were given the power to take his eyes out. As it states, Vayachazohu plishtim vayanakru es enov. Plishtim took hold of him and they took out his eyes. Avisholem nizgoya besare. Avisholem was arrogant because of his long, beautiful hair. Therefore, when he was killed, he was killed through his hair. And because he had taken from his father, David, he had taken 10 concubines which had belonged to his father. Lefichach nitna by Eser Lumvios. He was stabbed with 10 spears. A person dies and he's stabbed 10 times. This is the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Mishnah continues. B'chein linyan atova. And so is it, this midah keneged midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives perfect justice for good acts also. Miriam himtinu lemeishe shoachas. Shnema vateisatza v'achesei meirochek. Miriam, when the mother of Meisha Yecheved took Meisha when he was 3 months old and placed him in a basket and put the basket in the reeds of the Nile River, Miriam went to stand guard. How long was she there? A very short amount of time. What was she rewarded for this? Lefichoch nis'akful lo Yisrael zayin yomim bamidbor. Later on in Parshas Baaleisecho, during the time, during the years in the desert, and Miriam spoke Loshon Hara, and she was stricken with leprosy, and she had to go outside of the camp, because the halacha is that someone who's stricken with leprosy has to be outside of the camp. And it was time to move on. So the camp could have moved on, and Miriam could have followed the camp outside its borders. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that's not covered. That would not be covered for Miriam, for Meisha and the people to move on. When Miriam gave cover to Meisha, well, she went to stand guard for him. Therefore he commanded the camp that they must wait 7 days until she's cured and she can come back into the camp. Fichoch nisakvala Yisrael zainyomim bamidbo shenemar ve'on leinosa ar he'osev Miriam. The nation did not travel until Miriam was able to come back into the camp. Now, it's interesting to note, we see it goes even further. Miriam gave honor to Meisha, and she waited and watched him. It states that Moshe was shokel keneged shishim rabua. Moshe was equal to all 600,000 of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, all 600,000 had to give honor to Miriam. Therefore they all waited. Tesfus and Daf Yud Aleph. Tesfus brings from a Tesefta that actually midat teva meruba mi midas pronias al achas chomesh me'ais. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes for a wrongdoing, he pays with an exactness. When it comes for a right doing, then he pays 500 times the amount. This is what the Tesefta says. Mida teva meruba mi midas pronias al achas chomesh me'ais. 1 to 500. 500 times the amount. So Taisha says that when it says that Miriam waited, the Mishnah says that Miriam waited l'meisha shoachas, shoah can mean, usually means an hour. She waited with Meisha for an hour and then they waited in return seven days. He says that doesn't calculate. That's not 500 times 500 to 1. That would be 7 times 24. So that would be roughly 150, 160. So it's 160 to 1, it's not 500 to 1. So he says, therefore, the word shoachas doesn't have to mean an hour. Shoah can mean a unit of time. So he says, therefore, when it says that Miriam waited shoachas, he says, that means shlisho, ervi. It was a fraction of an hour. It was a fraction of an hour. Then the 7 days would be 500 times more. Then the Mishnah continues. Yosef zocha likvor es aviv. Yosef went and troubled himself to bury his father. Now when Yosef buried his father, he gave his father an honor that was exceedingly great, because Yosef was the king. He was the king of Egypt. And when the king of Egypt went up to Canaan to bury, so all of the glory of Egypt went with him. So therefore Yosef had to be repaid for this mitzvah. When it came time to bury Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there is no one that can give Yosef an equal honor that he gave to his father, because Yosef was the king. And when Yosef was to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, Yosef's bones were carried out in this week's parsha. So who would do it? Therefore, and justice must be done. If he's repaid that honor by anyone of lesser degree, this is a distortion of justice. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Moshe himself should bury Yosef. And as it states, Yosef zocha likvor es ochiv, ve'im ve'echov godl mimenu, sh'nema v'ayal Yosef likvor es ochiv, v'ayal imay gam recha gam peroshim, mi lonu godl mi Yosef sh'li nisasi be'elemesha. Therefore, it was Moshe himself who went at this time to find the bones of Yosef. They were buried at the bottom of the Nile River. And Vayikach Moshe es atzmei Yosef imay, Moshe took out the bones of Yosef with him, in order that this justice should be perfect. Now, Moshe gave Yosef the honor where Moshe, who perhaps was the greatest Jew to ever live, he himself went and buried, but he didn't actually bury because he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, but he himself went and took care of the remains of Yosef. So now came a problem. Who would bury Moshe? It has to be someone of Moshe's caliber. And there was no one. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Meshe zocha ba'atzmis Yosef, ein b'Yisrael godl mimenu, mi godl mimeshe. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I myself will bury Moshe. And at the end of the Sefer Torah, it states, Vayikvor esay begay, begoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself buried Moshe. Why? Because if anyone else would have done it, Moshe would not have been repaid in full for the mitzvah where he went and buried Yosef. So here the Mishnah is telling us, that an exact measure of what a person gives, this is what he gets in return. Bein l'ra, bein l'tayf. Whether it's evil or whether it's good. Actually, we learned from Tosfos that when it comes to evil, it's exact. When it comes to good, it cannot be less. It should be more. Usually it's 500 to 1. So that's what the shvach, the praise was here, Tubu v'yam suf, not that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu drowned them in the sea, but he made them sink into the clay of the seabed. Otherwise, the justice would not have been perfect. Ligmol lahem kimidosam, to repay them what they did to Klal Yisrael. So this was the shvach, this was the praise which Moshe sang out. From here, we can get an idea of what is waiting for the Rishei Olam, for the world, the wicked people of the world, such as Titus and Nebuchadnezzar and Pare, Haman, or Hitler Yimach Shmai. We shouldn't think that these things will just disappear. But every act will be repaid. Also, in this pasuk, Markeves Pare Vechele Yoravayom, that the chariots of Pare he threw into the sea, and the choicest of his commanders and soldiers he sunk in the sea. This also comes to tell us that when it comes to quantity or quality, Kodesh Baruch Hu has no problem. Markeves Parei V'cheiloi, the chariots of Parei and his armies. This refers to the great ribui, the great quantity, that he had come with a massive army. Mifcha Sholishov, the choicest, he had come with the choicest of his commanders. This speaks of the quality. And all of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yorav Hayom, he cast into the sea. Quality or quantity is no problem by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why is that? So the answer is simple. Because excellence is all comparable, is all in comparison. And the same thing, quantity is all in comparison. If you place excellence against something which is a far superior excellence, so then it's nothing. If you place quantity against something which is far greater quantity, then it's also nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is nothing greater than excellence and quantity by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, even the greatest armies he casts into the sea. The next pasuk, pasuk hey, Tehomos Yechasyumu, the depths shall cover them, Yodu Vimseileis Kimay Oven, and they will go down into the depths like a stone. What does it mean that the depths shall cover them? So Rashi explains that Kodesh Baruch Hu sunk them into the clay of the seabed and made them remain there in order that the depths shall cover them. So he did this in order to homo shichashumu, that the depths shall cover them. And then Yodu Vimtzeles Kimay Oven, they sank into the sea like a stone. Also is brought out in this posuk, the Maral writes in Gvuras Hashem, in Perek Memzayin, that usually when two armies fight, and it's a great battle, if one defeats the other, so it's by a small margin. And it's with great difficulty, and it's a long battle, like we see from the history of the world, of the wars of the world. Not when HaKadosh Baruch Hu fights. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fights, it's not a long fight, and it's not a difficult battle, and he doesn't win by a margin. Actually, when he sunk them into the seabed, so they were finished right there, still he brought the entire sea on top of them. So that's a maka bahafloga. That's a blow that was totally not comparable to the need. What did he have to bring the whole sea upon them for? They were already stuck into the bottom of the seabed. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu fights, he devastates them completely. It's not a difficult battle, and it's not won by a margin. And the same thing, it states, Yodu Vimtzeles Kimay Oven. For something to sink in the sea like a rock, we say he sunk like a rock. This means that there was a tremendous and enormous blow. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't have to strike at them that hard. But he does. Not like Bosev Adom, not like flesh and blood, where it's a close battle, it's a difficult battle, it's a long battle, but it's Bahafloga that he totally devastates them. So that was the Shvach also in this Pasuk. Then Rashi tells us, Rashi says, the Chazal on this word oven asked a question. Mokemache Tzolelukai Feris. In another part of the Shira it says that they sank like lead. Ubemokemache Yechlemo Kakash. In another part of the Shira it says that they were destroyed like straw. So here we see they sunk like a rock, they sunk like lead, and they sunk like straw. How do we correlate it? So the Chazal say, not everyone sunk the same way. Arishoyim kikash, the wicked sunk like straw. Holchin umuturofin elim v'yodin, as the waters came back, tons of waters came back, so they started to rock and to sail up and down and back and forth like straw. These were the most wicked. In order that they should feel all of the affliction of the waters. Beninim, those who were not so wicked, ke'evin, they sunk like rocks. In other words, they sunk immediately to the bottom like a rock, and they didn't feel the affliction that much. Haksherim, the best of them, ke'eferes, they sunk like lead. Lead sinks even quicker than rock. They sunk immediately to the bottom. Shenochem miyad, immediately they went to the bottom. Now here we see from what we were speaking about before, that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dishes out his yesurin, his punishments, and even though it could be to a whole massive army, to everyone is kifi midosei, each one accordingly. The next pasuk, Yemincha Hashem nedori bakayach, Yemincha Hashem tiratz oyev, your right hand, Hashem, is wondrous. Nedori, from the word adir, is wondrous, is great, with keach, with strength. Yemincha Hashem tiratz oyev, your right hand Hashem breaks the enemy. The Mechilta states, "Melamed shiyad echad ha'isa matzeles es Yisrael, v'yad ha'acheres mishakosum biyamsuf." We see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to war, with one hand, he saved his people. That's what it means, Yemincha Hashem nedori bakayach, that the right hand of Hashem was glorious and wondrous with strength. He used it to save his people. Yemincha Hashem tiratzayev, and with one hand he broke and destroyed the enemy. What does this mean? With one hand he was working on Hatzolah, he was saving, and with one hand he was working in destroying. The Maral adds a little to this. He says that in a time of a war, especially if the battle is very fierce, so there are a great many casualties that actually comes from one's own guns. Because when the battle is fierce and there's bombs exploding all around, so there are many casualties that fall even from one's own guns. So here the praise was that not only was the battle hot, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we mentioned, brought such a huge devastation upon Egypt, where he brought the entire sea back on them, and they sunk like lead or like a rock or like straw, that it would have been impossible that there should not have been casualties also from Israel. So this is what Meisha praised. Meisha and Yisrael praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yemincha Hashem nedori bakayach, Yemincha Hashem tiratzayev. What flesh and blood cannot do, with one hand he was saving Klal Yisrael, and with one hand he was destroying Egypt. There wasn't one casualty from Klal Yisrael that wasn't supposed to become a casualty. This was the great praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From here we see that in times of war, heaven forbid, and there's fighting and there's bullets. You know, unfortunately, Jews have gone through many wars. Fortunately, there have been survivors, many survivors, and all of these survivors have stories to tell. Whether it was wars in Europe or wars in Eretz Yisrael or wherever it might have been. From here we see that when a person, people will tell the stories that bombs exploded all around them, guns were shot all around them, and somehow they were saved. This, that they were saved, this is the Yamin Hashem Nedori Bakeach. That when a person is saved from warfare, when shells are exploding all around, not only enemy shells but his own shells, this is Yamincha Hashem Nedori Bakeach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with one hand he goes against the enemy, and with the other hand he's Esik Bahatzolo, he works to save his own beloved ones. And this means that nobody is saved in a war merely by coincidence. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over. And this is his hand of Hatzolo. Then Rashi tells us Yemincha Yemincha. It states Yemincha Hashem Nedori Bakeach Yemincha Hashem Tiratzeyev. It doesn't say that with one hand he saves and with one hand and with the other hand he destroys. It says with his right hand he saves and with his right hand he destroys. Yemincha Yemincha. So Rashi brings Shnei Pomim, two right hands. Kishisrael Aisi Nesretzeni Shel Mokim. When HaKadosh Baruch, when Klal Yisrael fulfilled the will of the Almighty, Hasmol Nasel Yamin. The left hand of the Almighty becomes the right hand. When Klal Yisrael fulfilled the will of the Almighty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two right hands, and both right hands work for the Almighty, for Klal Yisrael. What does this mean? A man was given a right hand and he was given a left hand. The Gemara tells us Yad Ke'o, Yotcho Yad Ke'o. He was given a strong hand and he was given a weak hand. Whenever a person does something, he cannot really do two things at one time with the same force, with the same strength. He can do b'zeh hazeh, one after the other. But simultaneously, he cannot do two things at the same time, simultaneously, with the same effort, with the same efficiency, with the same force. One hand can do one thing at one time. So what does he do? One thing he does with his right, the other he does with his left. So everything by a human being is ikar v'tofel. When he's doing two things at one time, one is the ikar, one he puts most of his energies in, and the other is a tofel, the other is secondary. So he does what he, with his right hand, he puts most of his energies in. That's the main undertaking, and then there's a tofel, something secondary. This is by Boss of Adam. And therefore, when a king goes to war, and they have the enemy coming down upon them, and they're charging against the enemy, and then they have to worry about saving casualties also. They can't worry about both at the same time. So they place most of their energies into fending off the enemy. And it's secondary to save casualties or to take care of casualties. Not so by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited. He can do one thing at one time, he can do two things at one time. He can do many things at one time and with the same force. When it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something with his yamin, with his right hand, it means he does it with, this is something which he does with his full force. If he does something with his left hand, it means it's something that he's not doing with his full force. When Klal Yisrael fulfills the Rotzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps Klal Yisrael not only with one right hand, and not only with a right and a left hand, but with two right hands. He helps them on two fronts, and all as an ikar with total force. Yamincha Hashem Nedori Bakayach. He uses a right hand to protect Klal Yisrael in war, fair? And Yamincha Hashem Tiratz Oyev. And he uses a right hand with the same force to destroy the enemy. So that's what the Mechilta says. It doesn't say one hand and another hand. It says Yamincha, Yamincha. Shnei Yamin, two right hands. Shnei Pomi. Kishisrael Aisines, Retzeni Shalmokam, Hasmol Nasis Yamin. When Klal Yisrael fulfilled the Rotzen of Hashem, the left hand becomes the right hand. So this was the praise. So we've gone through, I believe, four psukim. Hashem ish melchama, Hashem shemay. Hashem is the master of war. When necessary, he will go to war to defend the peace and perfectness of his world. And Hashem Shemo. But at the same time, he is Hashem that's the constant source of compassion and energy for the whole world. He took the chariots of Parai. The fact that they were a multitude is nothing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he is more multitude. And he cast them into the sea. And the best of the soldiers and officers also is nothing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when it comes to quality, there is no quality that can compare it to Hashem. And Tubu V'Yamsuf, he sank them into the seabed, into the clay. Because Kimidosam Shegonal, according to what they gave to Klal Yisrael, they must receive. Therefore he sank them into the clay. The midosh odem maidedin, bo maidedin, maided bo maidedin lay. In accordance to what a person, exactly what he does, this is what he receives. And this was this praise. Tehomos yechashumu, he left them stuck in the seabed in order that the water shall come back and totally destroy them. It wasn't necessary to further destroy them, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to war, he devastates the enemy totally, far more than necessary. Yodu v'imtzeles kimo aven, and they sunk in the water like a rock. This shows the strength in which he hit them. And also here it says a rock, in other places it says lead, and in other places it says straw. That his punishment to masses are not the same to each individual, but each individual accordingly. The righteous went down like lead, the middle class went down like rocks, and the most wicked went like straw, where they were pitched in the sea from one side to the other. Yamincha Hashem Nedori Bakayach, with his right hand he worked on saving Klal Yisrael, that in this great devastation not one Jew was hurt, unless he was supposed to be. But I don't know if anywhere. I know in Egypt not everyone came out. So he saved them with his right hand, and then with the same right hand, Tiratzayev. Yamin Hashem Tiratzayev. He destroyed the enemy. Not only did he operate simultaneously on two fronts, but not with a right hand and a left hand, with two right hands. Because Yisrael Eisim Ritzeni Shalom, when the Klal Yisrael fulfills the Rotzen of Hashem, Nase Smol Yamini, his left hand becomes his right hand also for them. These are some of the praises that Meisha sang and Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From here we have a concept of Hashem Ish Melchomo. that there's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Avorachamim, totally compassionate. There's a time when he is the great warrior, that in order to destroy Uvi'ato Aromi Kirbecho, to destroy the Rishonim from the world, in order that it should be a world of peace and beauty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes this great warrior. We should be zecher to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu fight the wars of Klal Yisrael with both of his right hands.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.